The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Everyone you meet, the children in the street, are straying to the rhythm. There's something moving in them. There's no place to hide, so why even try? Can you hear it coming your way? It's here to stay. Music in a walk, music when we talk. It's really something magic. To lose it will be tragic. Can you feel the sound moving through the ground? Music makes you all go around. You can't stop the music. Nobody can stop the music. Take the cold of snow, tell the trees of grow, tell the wind of blow, 'cause it's easier. There's music in the way that the kids you can't resist. Moving through the trees, passing with a beast. The sun is getting louder, sound is getting louder. Music when we play, when we need to pray. There's music in the sounds of the wind. You can't stop the music. Nobody can stop the music. Take the heat from playing, try not feel the pain.
Yes, it's Sunday night. It's 9:03. You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am P. Swan, and I'm bringing you Can't Stop the Music, and a big shout-out to DJ Carlito for another great version of If Music Could Talk here on what is officially on the schedule, the freeform part of our broadcast week. I hope my listeners and others were enjoyed the fabulous presentation that Harry Shearer did at the Byrd Theater this afternoon, talking about the importance and the history and the role that radio plays and a whole variety of other topics. It was absolutely inspirational. And if you want to keep consuming the Harry Shearer spirit, you certainly should tune in on Mondays at 10 o'clock and listen to the show here every week, where we are channeling for your ears Harry Shearer and the many things he has to say about the world, including the man-made disaster in New Orleans. Well, this is the week of Thanksgiving, and we thought, you know, it's Thanksgiving week, and there's a lot of topics that Thanksgiving brings to mind. So this show is going to cover, you know, a number of things. People coming into this country since 1492, and making their claim here. But of course, we're going to start with a celebratory mood, and what better way to celebrate Thanksgiving than with Ivan Horofska making love to Thanksgiving.
Okay, this next song is holiday and drinking song. Every time I say giving, you take drink. And when I say cranberry, you finish drink. Stuffing and pie. for giving, for giving, and giving your love to me. I give you turkey and I give you wine. We make a love to Thanksgiving, good time. Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving, thank you for giving, for giving, and giving your love to me. I give you turkey and I give you wine. We make a love to Thanksgiving, good time. We make a love to Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving Day, I'm gonna eat on Thanksgiving Day. Turkey with stuffing and cranberries, I'm gonna eat on Thanksgiving Day. Sweet potatoes and corn and peas, I'm gonna eat on Thanksgiving Day. When I'm done, my belly's so full, down I lie. But before you can count to one, two, three, I'm up for the pumpkin pie. I'm gonna eat on Thanksgiving Day. I'm gonna eat on Thanksgiving Day. Turkey with stuffing and cranberries. I'm gonna eat on Thanksgiving Day. Sweet potatoes and Thanksgiving Day. I'm gonna eat on Thanksgiving Day. Turkey with stuffing and cranberries. I'm gonna eat on Thanksgiving Day. But before you can count to one, two, three, I am on for the pumpkin pie. But before you can count to one, two, three, I'm up for the pumpkin pie. But before you can count to one, two, three, I'm up for the pumpkin pie.
Turkey's getting really nervous. Thanksgiving Day fills him with dread. Charge your glasses, join the family. Now we have to chop off turkey's head.
Oh, no.
This is a Thanksgiving song, and believe it or not, of all the things that I have written, this is the one that gets the most call. You won't believe it. And I've asked Dig to accompany us. Ready?
Happy Thanksgiving. Aren't you glad you're not a turkey on this Thanksgiving Day? Happy Thanksgiving.
And pilgrims celebrated on this feast, this very special holiday, first started in the East. Plymouth Rock, the Mayflower, that's how it all began. Feel free to join me in the chorus if you can.
Hooray!
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
Aren't you glad you're not a turkey on this Thanksgiving Day? Happy Thanksgiving.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
Pumpkin pie and lots of things to eat. Kosher turkey filled with stuffing, a very special treat. Don't forget the indigestion on this holiday. Better take some Rolaids so the pain will go away.
Hey!
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hooray, 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 hooray.
Aren't you glad you're not a turkey on this Thanksgiving Day? Happy Thanksgiving.
Hooray, 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 hooray.
Aren't you glad you're not a turkey on one more time? Happy Thanksgiving.
Hooray, hooray.
Turkey goes
gobble gobble.
Turkey goes. The turkey goes.
the turkey goes.
Gobble, gobble.
The turkey goes.
In your stomach.
The turkey goes.
In your tummy.
The turkey goes.
In the stuffing.
The turkey goes.
Gobble, gobble. Answer your phone.
I will read the following foul pardon. I, Sarah Palin, Governor of Alaska, and friend to all creatures, great and small, do hereby deem this foul creature worthy of a pardon for the following reasons. Whereas, Benjamin Franklin once advocated the turkey as our national bird. Did you know that?
Yep.
And since our national bird is the eagle, actually is protected, it follows that at least one runner-up bird should also be protected. Whereas the word turkey can now be considered a term of endearment in casual conversation, and as it is not at all clear that this turkey even had a trial, let alone a fair trial by a jury of his or her peers. And finally, whereas Alaska doesn't even have the death penalty, an amnesty is also considered a form of pardon. An amnesty is sometimes invoked to achieve social peace and harmony. And isn't this the time of year that we should be grateful for and working towards social peace and harmony? I think you see my point. Therefore, I, Sarah Palin, Governor of Alaska, anticipating and hoping that in the spirit of Thanksgiving, Alaskans everywhere will find adequate nourishment elsewhere, and without this particular turkey, I do hereby grant Thanksgiving a full amnesty and pardon, and it is so ordered, and we will pick one of the big Toms to pardon, okay? Oh! I don't know.
Watch your feet, though.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. It weighs a ton.
All right, over 30 pounds.
Okay, good job. Good job.
Turkey this Thanksgiving.
I'm Edie Falco with PETA. Have you ever witnessed animal abuse? Research shows that people who commit acts of cruelty towards animals don't stop with animals. Many of them turn their violence against humans. If you know of someone who's harmed an animal, report it to animal control or the police right away. The animals and the people in your community are depending on you.
For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Well, kind of there in the background, and before that PSA was Jim Nolman, music to eat Thanksgiving dinner by three flutes players and 300 turkeys. Mr. Nolman's also done a variety of recordings that are not necessarily any more pleasant to listen to. that involve other kinds of animals, including whales, obviously. You know, how could he resist? But, you know, he's got his Thanksgiving mojo going. Before that, Captain Audio with Thanksgiving Spare Turkey. Sarah Palin giving a turkey pardon there. That was probably my favorite, well, one of my favorite moments on camera for the ex-governor, the former governor of Alaska. And, you know, I couldn't resist. So if you check my post, you will see that I do have a little, that video, which, you know, don't let your children watch, but the video from her press conference and at the turkey farm. I'm sure all of us remember it. Before that, the ha-ha's comedy ringtones with Turkey Goes Gobble Gobble. Debbie Freeman enthusiastically singing her Happy Thanksgiving song from Captain Audio, and another kind of short there. Turkey is getting really nervous. Lori Berkner, I'm Gonna Eat on Thanksgiving Day. And Ivan Horofska started us off here at Can't Stop the Music with Making Love to Thanksgiving from his Seasons of Love Party All Year. It is 9:17. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Well, I want to give a big shout out to those on Moss Side listening to tonight's show, a group of people who made this today's Harry Shearer event happen. Maybe, you know, all the players, all the people who brought you that quality event at the Bird Theater. And I hope they're listening, and I raise my glass of coffee and give them a toast. So I've got a great Fireside Theater piece here, Pass the Indian, Please. And, you know, I think of the set as how Thanksgiving was won.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Firesign Theater is proud to present,
for your edification,
the downright awe-inspiring, never-before-witnessed historical pageant,
Thanksgiving, or
Pass the Indian, Please, or
none of the above.
Now, over on this side, we have some settlers and pilgrims and merchants and trappers, all dressed funny in funny hats and buckled shoes, and the soldiers in armor.
Just folks! And on the other side, we have some Indians, all painted up fine and looking like Currier and Ives.
Guardians of this sacred land.
In between, this bounteous feast, untouched as yet by hand of man.
Yum, yum!
The leader of the white men speaks.
Let's womp them Indians,
he says.
We Indians, as usual, not saying anything.
Say anything.
A typical scene, folks, one which will be repeated thousands of times.
In the thousands of times
to come.
Except
this first one was different.
Now, why did this first one have to be different? It didn't seem different at first.
One of the soldiers walked over to one of the Indians and throttled him. Well, you can bet that made the folks in the Buckley shoes proud as punch.
Manifest destiny,
said the captain of the ship. That Indian is good and dead,
said the minister's wife.
A dead Indian is good,
countered the dragoon. The only good Indian is a dead Indian,
cleverly rejoined a little boy.
And they all applauded.
And they were going to let the little boy eat the Indian's heart.
Yum, yum! When someone,
I think it was the archbishop,
remembered that they were Christians.
And eating an Indian's heart doesn't really sound like something Christ would do.
The Indian didn't say anything because,
of course,
he was dead.
Good heavens,
exclaimed the chief of the Indians.
These people aren't friendly.
Depends on what you mean by friendly,
said the medicine man.
Depends on what you mean by people,
said the chief, and he shot an arrow at the soldier, but it bounced off the soldier's armor. Said the minister's wife, raising her Buckley musket. Bang!
Said the musket.
And a couple more Indians fell dead, clutching their intestines,
which spilled out on the ground.
Well, folks, that pretty much got things going.
Yep, there was a good deal of shooting.
And dodging behind trees.
And skulking and so on.
And the Indians killed a few settlers.
And the settlers killed lots of Indians.
And the feast was still untouched.
And it looked as if America was to be made safe for no one.
When?
All of a sudden, a very strange and unprecedented thing happened.
What happened was,
all the pilgrims turned into Africans.
Zow! Like that?
Yeah. All the white people turned into black people.
Now, you may think that this occurrence amazed and befuddled the Indians. Not so.
Because the Indians had all turned into Asians.
Well,
This was quite a turn of events.
I'm black all over,
said Goody Proctor.
So they burned her as a witch.
Oh!
We felt bad about it thereafter.
When we realized we were all black, too.
Over on the other side of the table.
Things weren't exactly crystal clear, either.
I'm upside down,
cried the chief.
The moon sleeps on the sea,
mused the medicine man.
To which the chief replied,
you know, I actually understand what you mean.
Well, folks, a funny thing happened.
The pilgrims took off their buckles and they started dancing and painting themselves.
And the Indians contemplated a lot.
And a few days later, someone...
I think it was the minister...
said...
What about that war we were having?
Hear, hear!
Said the rest of the Africans.
What were we fighting about?
We were going to take their land.
Said someone...
Unthinkable!
Said the brothers.
And besides...
Said someone else...
What do you mean, their land?
Well, soon all the people began to meet socially.
And predictable hanky-panky took place amongst the younger folk.
And everything got sort of blended together.
And one day, they all looked around and there was...
Nothing
but...
Indians. That's right, folks.
Nothing
but...
Indians.
You see...
And here comes the punchline.
The definition of an Indian is...
A white man.
Who becomes a black man.
Who becomes a brown man.
Who becomes a red man.
And who becomes a white man.
Who becomes a black man.
Who becomes a brown man.
Now, some may say that that's an oversimplification.
Yo, dude, that's an oversimplification.
But it's better than killing people.
Isn't it?
Isn't it?
Thank you, Native Americans. Thank you, Native Americans, for Thanksgiving. Thank you, Native Americans. Thank you, Native Americans. Thank you, Native Americans. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
Well, that last little thing was a suggested ringtone, if you'd want to have that on your phone in public. And before that, the wildly fantastic Far Sound Theater with Pass the Indian, Please. It's our Thanksgiving show here at Can't Stop the Music on WRIR. WRIR thanks founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for 23 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, Manic Panic and Special Effects Hair Color. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. 924, and we are going to roll on through. You know, I think about Thanksgiving as really being the start of the celebration of being a nation of immigrants. And there have been people rolling on in here and squeezing out the people who have already been here for a really long time. And I'll keep doing it. So one of the things, and actually looking at stuff for last week's show, is I came across some parts of West Side Story, and which was done in the 60s, and talks about Hispanics, you know, Americans, but from Puerto Rico, and as well as, you know, the tensions between the Puerto Rican gangs and the American gangs, and about, you know, you can do the same job as a white man and not get paid the same amount. And it's a little tense listening to it because you realize in 40 years, things have not really, you could run this today, which I'm sure there's insightful theater companies across the country doing that. But we're going to start with the America from, and some of the talking from the the soundtrack from West Side Story, Leonard Bernstein.
Puerto Rico, my heart's devotion. Ocean. Always the hurricanes blowing, always the population growing, and the money owing, and the sunlight streaming and the natives steaming. I like the island Manhattan.
I know you do.
Smoke on your pipe and good lady.
I like to be in America. Okay, by me in America. Everything free in America.
For a small fee in America.
Okay.
And credit is so nice.
One look at us and they charge twice.
I have my own washing machine.
What will you have though to keep clean?
Skyscrapers bloom in America. Cadillacs bloom in America. Industry boom in America.
12 in a room in America.
Lots of new housing with more space.
Lots of doors slamming in our face.
I'll get a terrace apartment.
Better get rid of your accent.
Life can be bright in America.
If you can fight in America.
Life is all right in America.
If you're all white in America.
You stay on your own side.
Free to be anything you choose.
Free to wear devils and shine shoes. Everywhere crime in America. Organized crime in America. Terrible time in America.
You forget I'm in America.
I go back to San Juan.
I know a boat you can get on. Bye-bye.
Everyone there will give big cheer.
Hey! Everyone there will have moved here.
Al Bundy.
That's Bundy.
Sorry. Anyway, Mr. Bundy, you've made it to the written test. What language do you speak?
Speak the same language as everybody in this country.
No, Spanish.
I don't speak Spanish, you idiot. I speak American.
American? American. American.
Ah, here's one.
washing away nearly all my sins, living in the city of immigrants. City of black, city of white, city of light.
Don't jabber at me in a foreign tongue.
Hey, I can't read that sign out there. Please tell me what's it say. We have to have subtitles in 5 languages these days. Now, we don't ask too much to share this land of liberties. You please speak English. English is my language. It's the language of this land. And every sign that's posted here, I should understand. I do not live in China, Mexico, no foreign place. And English is the language of these United States. Now I'll speak very clear for you, so they'll be no mistake. My family fought and died protecting freedoms in these states. Now we all welcome those who come, but when you reach our shores, folks, you should speak our language, not the one you spoke before. English is my language, it's the language of this land. And every sign that's posted here, I should understand. I do not live in China, Mexico, no foreign place. And English is the language of the United States. Great democracy, and I believe an open door should be our policy. But for these opportunities, we'd simply ask you this. Hey, you're the one who chose to come, now choose to speak English. English is my language, it's the language of this land. And every sign that's posted here, I should understand. I do not live in China, Mexico, no foreign place. And English is the language of these United States. Now here's one thing I question and try to understand. Hey, why must I press 1 for English?
Please press 1 for English.
When it's the language of this land. English is my language, it's the language of this land. And every sign that's posted here, I should understand. I do not live in China, Mexico, no foreign place. And English is the language of these United States. I do not live in China, Mexico, no foreign place. And English is the language of these United States.
Oh, everybody's got a lot of complaints. That was the Rivoli Review with press one for English. Before that, Lucy Arnaz, Don't Jabber at Me in a Foreign Tongue. From the I Love Lucy show, of course, Steve Earle with Four Row in the Dark with City of Immigrants. A little clip there from Married with Children, and Al Bundy, Tim Bundy, taking his driving test in the language that all Americans speak. And we started out with Rita Moreno's fabulous performance in the movie version of West Side Story. And, you know, depending on your age group, you may remember her as being the assistant milkman to Bill Cosby in The Electric Company. And anyway, expect more of Rita Moreno, because I think I have a recently revived affection for her. And I also might have a recently revived affection for just West Side Story and its poignancy. It's 9:40. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. A big shout out to my listeners in New York and my listeners on Moss Side. And glad to know that WRAR keeps making people happy and being part of your life. What do I want to tell you? So we are the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. My post is, I'm posting the playlist as I go. I have some video in there that should tickle your fancy and send your blood pressure up if you are that kind of person. And lots more on this Nation of Immigrants thought for Thanksgiving. I mean, I am the grandchildren of immigrants, and there are many things I am thankful for here in this country, and glad to have a chance to celebrate that with food and family and hope, and am thankful that the doors open at times and stay open as long as possible, and we keep bringing people in. But that's my own opinion, and not that of WRIR, or its management, or its volunteers, or its underwriters. So one of my favorite singing thinkers, performance artists, and rock stars, Elvez with Immigration Time.
And right now I'd like to play you something off our Gracias Land album. This is a song about immigration rights. And in Germany, the kids from Turkey think it's about them. And in England, the kids from India think it's a song about them. But I wrote this song for the world, and originally with the point of the Southern California immigrants coming in from Mexico into California. But this is a global situation. You remember, you got to think globally, but act Elvis-y.
I'm caught in a trap, I can't walk out, because my foot's caught in this border fence. Why can't you see Statue of Liberty? I am your homeless, tired and weary. It's immigration time.
Immigration time.
And we can build our dreams. It's immigration time. Yes, I'm trying to go. Get out of Mexico. The promised land waits on the other side. Here they come again, the choppers, la migra. They're trying to fence me in, wanting to live with the brave in the home of the free. That's you and me. We can go on together. It's immigration time.
Immigration time.
And we can build our dreams. It's immigration time.
All that I have, I will share.
I ain't asking a lot, oh no.
You're the one that's supposed to care, all of you.
We're the melting pot. Oh, you lying to me. Oh, not much.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm caught in a trap. I can't walk out. My foot's caught in this border fence. Why can't you see? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Liberty.
I am your homeless child.
know how I'm caught in a trap. Yeah, 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 I can't walk out because my foot caught in your way. La, 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 la. Why can't you see? Set you liberty.
I know you're clapping at home. Right now, I'd like to take a spot of tea. 1 second. Ah, that's good tea.
Another issue, and that is the birth certificate. This thing is, you know, I don't know about you. I'm getting calls now often, and I'm not talking about fringe. We saw Mike Castle, Congressman Castle in Delaware. I mean, he had a meeting. Dom, actually, you know, and that became the focus, the president's birth certificate. There are those who claim that he was born, Dom, in a different country. The president, obviously, all he has to do is just produce the original birth certificate in Hawaii and be done with it. What are your listeners saying about this, or are they dismissing it?
No, they're not dismissing it, Lou. In fact, we're the kind of the capital city of the birthers. A guy named Phil Berg, who is a personal friend that I've had on over the years. My son even worked for him. He's the leading figure in this. I happen to think that this is the fault of the Obama administration not producing the original record. This would have gone away. Now you have all these people that are grabbing onto this, and maybe not surprisingly, in the age that we live in, Lou, with conspiracies, et cetera, this has legs.
Guy?
Well, Lou, I also have to agree. You know, the president, all he's actually produced this far is a certificate of live birth. Big difference from a birth certificate. Certificate of live birth typically states the city you were born in the time you were born in. Anyone, pretty much anyone, could obtain a certificate of live birth. You know, why not produce the birth certificate? Heck, if it were me, not only would I produce a birth certificate, I'd show my bingo card as well. It takes.
We had people, including reporters from the LA Times, calling up because I referred to this. You know, instead of calling the White House to ask why they didn't do it, they're calling me to ask why I said, I don't know what the reality is. No one does.
But let me tell you, as a psychologist, you know what I'd do? I'd say, look, I'm the president. I don't have to do it. And at some point, I would show it up and say, see, you guys are just
after me. Are you
sure
that would be the psychology of a president or some autocrat in a distant country?
Well, as I
last remember, this is a democratic republic, and the people are to be respected as both citizens.
I don't know that the public is asking for it. I think,
you don't?
Oh,
well,
wait,
I do.
Joy,
and you just heard all of your colleagues here say that their listeners are.
Did I do something wrong?
何か間違えましたか?
Something.
何か?
Something.
何か? 何か?
Make a mistake.
間違えます。
Make a mistake.
間違えます。 間違えます。
Made a mistake.
間違えました。
Made a mistake.
間違えました。 間違えました。
Did I do something wrong?
何か間違えましたか?
Something made a mistake.
何か間違えましたか?
Weird.
変な。
Weird.
変な。 変な。
Do weird thing.
変なことをします。
Do weird thing.
変なことをします。 変なことをします。
Did I do something weird?
何か変なことをしましたか?
Something weird thing or did.
何か変なことをしましたか?
Like this.
こういうふうに。
Like this.
こういうふうに。 こういうふうに。
If I do.
しても。
If I do.
しても。 しても。
Okay, not okay.
いいですか?
Okay, not okay.
いいですか?いいですか?
Is it okay if I do it this way?
こういうふうにしてもいいですか?
Like this way if I do, okay?
こういうふうにしてもいいですか?
If I eat?
食べても
If I eat?
食べても食べても
Is it okay if I eat this?
これを食べてもいいですか?
This all if I eat, okay?
これを食べてもいいですか?
Of course.
もちろん。
Of course.
もちろん。もちろん。
Of course it's okay.
もちろんいいです。
Of course it's okay.
もちろんいいです。もちろんいいです。
It's not okay.
ダメです。
It's not okay.
ダメです。ダメです。
Right.
正しい。
Right.
正しい。正しい。
Right way to do.
正しいやり方。
Right way to do.
正しいやり方。正しいやり方。
Is this the right way to do it?
これが正しいやり方ですか?
This が right way to do?
これが正しいやり方ですか?
How to do?
やり方。
How to do?
やり方。やり方。
Teach please.
教えてください。
Teach please.
教えてください。教えてください。
Please teach me how to do it.
やり方を教えてください。
How to do? Oh, teach please.
やり方を教えてください。
How to eat.
食べ方。
How to eat.
食べ方。食べ方。
Please show me how to eat this.
食べ方を教えてください。
How to eat? Oh, teach me please.
食べ方を教えてください。
The immigrants. Who are they? Where did they come from? Why did they come? From every direction and continent they came, answering Miss Liberty's call. Send me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. She lifts her lamp beside the golden door, and from the teeming shores the wretched refuse came like hungry mosquitoes to the yellow porch light of freedom. This week on The Immigrants, The Hillbillies. And now your host, Gregory Puck.
From every hillside in Europe, discontented hillbillies voice their dissatisfaction with living overseas. From Switzerland.
I don't like it here in Switzerland.
The pants are too short.
Yeah, and those frog skiers coming over the hills causing trouble.
The cheese got holes in it.
And hell, I'm a Baptist. I don't want to guard no pope.
Yeah, in America they got cheese in aerosol cans.
From France.
I don't like it here in France. Everyone's so snotty.
Yeah, I can't read the menus.
And everything here is so expensive.
In America, you don't have to dress up, and you can get Levi's real cheap.
From Italy.
I don't like it here in Italy.
I'm tired of sharecropping grapes.
Yeah, and losing our land to those big olive oil barons.
Yeah, I got six little bambinas and a fat mama mia. And I can't hardly make it on the lira iron here.
Yeah, and here you can't get no D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
And so the Great Migration began. Throughout Europe, the roads were choked with hillbillies from every country.
Howdy. Going west?
Yep.
Where you from?
I'm from the Urals, out Russia way.
The Urals? I got some kin up there. Do you know the Fedeyevich family?
Yeah, Natasha Jean's a good friend of mine.
She is? Well, she's my cousin. Well, where you headed out west?
America. I hear the streets are paved with coal.
Yep, it's true. And they got showers and real good telephone service, too.
From such diverse seaports as Southampton, Rotterdam, and Marseille, they embarked on the arduous sea journey that would cost some of them their lives, and many their lunch.
Hey, strap that mattress to the side of the ship.
All right, Paul.
Grandma, you right up on top.
On the top?
Mm-hmm.
In dark, dank, smelly steerage compartments, they huddled through the voyage, confiding in each other their pitiful hopes and dreams for the new land.
Boy, I'm going to love it in America. I hear they got eggplants the size of your head. I'm gonna pick me up a whole armload of eggplants and squash them all over my face. I'm gonna hit myself in the head with big aubergines. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna roll around in them.
Eggplants the size of your head?
Yep, and they got goiters as big as eggplants.
Why, they got heads big as your goiter.
And eggs the size of head plants.
I'm gonna get me a 56 Ford and put it up on blocks right on my front lawn.
I'm gonna get me a pickup truck and drive up and down the main street as long as I like.
Yeah, and they got fine schools there, too. You can go right on up through the first grade.
Not me. I'm just gonna hang around bus stations, spitting and picking my nose.
Oh, and there's lots of old refrigerators for the kids to play in.
Say, friend, you want to move that fuzzy duffel bag so I can sit down?
That's no duffel bag. That's my daughter, Fuzzy Mae. But you can sit on her just the same.
Hey! Knock off that whispering down there and keep rowing, or I'll crack this whip till your necks turn red.
Red, Nick? What kind of cracker is that?
The hazardous journey was made even worse by the choking dust storms that plagued them every nautical mile of the way. After 2 long days at sea, a sharp-eyed hillbilly lookout with bad teeth sighted land. But didn't think it was important enough to mention.
Hey, we're sinking!
What?
Women and children first!
We're sinking!
Unstrap that mattress!
What?
Hand me that fuzzy duffel bag!
Oh, we're sinking!
And so as their ship slowly sank in New York Harbor, the happy hordes of homely, humble hillbillies hot-footed hillward. But first, a short stop at Ellis Island, where helpful immigration officials welcomed the new arrivals.
Hey, you, Slimeface, you're next.
Oh, me?
Yeah, race?
Hillbilly.
Country of origin?
Italy.
Name?
Name's Michelangelo Buonarroti.
Well, what kind of moniker is that for an American? From now on, you're MC Boone.
Hey, you just stamped my hand.
That's so if you go out, you can come back in again.
Oh, I see.
Next, name?
Claude Debussy.
Hey, Boone, wait.
Huh?
You got your duffel bag.
Oh, come on, Fuzzy Mate.
Debussy, you're Clyde Devons.
Having completed processing, the friendships made on shipboard ended as they headed for their different destinations.
Say, taxi!
Where are you headed?
Perth Island.
I'm headed for Fort Leonard Wood.
Bart Knox for me.
I'm going to Lackland Air Force Base. Say, you mind if I strap my mattress to the side of the taxi? Grandma, you ride up on top.
On the top. You coming, Lim?
Nope, not me. I'm just going to hang around this here bus station, spitting and picking my nose.
Well, if you're going to sit on that fuzzy duffel bag, don't be flicking boogers on it.
And so they traveled, first into the heartland and then into the heart of America, where their contributions are woven into the fabric of American culture. Hush puppies, rickets, rotten teeth, mental retardation, goiters, incest, genetic inferiority, black lung disease, fender skirts, cancer of the lip. The list goes on. And of course, who can forget those noteworthy Americans who proudly call themselves Hicks, Crackers, Rednecks, Hillbillies, Minnie Pearl, Gomer Pyle, Andy Griffith, Robert and Jim Mitchum, Patsy Cline, Buddy Ebsen, Buddy Hackett, the Hills Brothers, the Bond Brothers, Julian and Gary U.S., Arthur Hillbilly Gene King, Mel Torme, the players and coaches of the Miami Dolphins, Billy Graham, Tex Ritter. And that's when I woke up.
Next week, on The Immigrants, The Albinos, The Pale Pink-Eyed People.
Facet. 106. Faucet. Faucet. 107. February. February. 108. Fane. 109. Fate. Fet. 110. Fetish. Fetish. 111. Fetus. 112. Feud. 113. Fiasco. Fiasco. 114. Finale. Finale. 115. Flagrant. 116. Flotilla. 117. Foliage. 118. Forehead. 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 119. Fracas. Fracas. 120. Frugal. 121. Fugue. 122. Fungi. Fungi. 123. Fungus. 124. Furlough.
You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. You're listening to Can't Stop the Music, and I'm P. Swan, bringing you this year's Thanksgiving extravaganza, when we have celebrated the turkey, the avoidance of eating turkey, and how Thanksgiving was one that we are really a nation of immigrants. Started that set, let's see, where did we start? Oh yeah, we started with Elvez with Immigration Time. A little Lou Dobbs there, where he's still on that birther bandwagon. The third year with the track that included Did I Do Something Wrong from the Rhythmic Japanese Training CD Volume 3. National Lampoon with their version of a would-be radio show, The Immigrants. And we ended with Abraham and Betty Lass with American pronunciation, Fawcett to Furlough. And I think that's a Smithsonian recording, and I like the bias there to a good Brooklyn accent as a definition of America, which I guess is what a lot of immigrants hit if they came through Ellis Island. Well, we've got a lot more treats for you this hour, and if you want to see the playlist, it's up at WRIR.org. You can stream on the web, which I know everyone knows about, there as well, and appreciate your interest in our station. And so we're going to continue along here with the band Golem, which has been playing at a variety of shows, and this is the title cut from their CD, Citizen Boris.
Boris Hoffman, you are now a citizen of the United States, so help you God.
What is the 4th of July?
Independence Day.
What is the legislative branch of our government?
Congress.
What is the Bill of Rights?
First 10 amendments of the Constitution.
Can you name the 49th state in the Union?
president. For years, I'm the Stalin boy.
Just lurking around, I got a method and you don't. You got a dictionary kicking around. Look up the immigrant, immigrant, immigrant punk. Punk. Immigrant punk. Immigrant, immigrant, immigrant punk. Immigrant, immigrant, immigrant pow. Immigrant, immigrant, immigrant punk. Immigrant, immigrant, immigrant punk. Immigrant, immigrant, immigrant punk. Yes, punk!
Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino para burlar la ley. Perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón. Me dicen el clandestino por no llevar papel. Va a una ciudad del norte, yo que fui a trabajar. Mi vida la dejé entre Ceuta y Gibraltar. Soy una raya en el mar, fantasma en la ciudad. Mi vida va prohibida, dice la autoridad. Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino por no llevar papel. Perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón. Me dicen el clandestino, yo soy el quebrale. Manolé,
clandestino.
Argelino,
clandestino.
Mexicano,
clandestino.
Marihuana,
ilegal.
Correré mi destino por no llevar papel. Perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón. Me dicen el clandestino, yo soy el quebrale. Mano negra,
clandestina.
Boliviano,
clandestino.
Peruano,
clandestino.
Marihuana,
ilegal.
Albanese, clandestino. Boliviano, clandestino. Mexicano, clandestino. Marihuana, ilegal. Gracias, gracias.
My husband.
Mio marito. Mio marito.
Wife.
Moglie. Moglie.
Mother.
Mamma. Mamma.
Father.
Papà. Papà.
Son.
Figlio. Figlio.
Daughter.
Figlia. Figlia.
Child.
Bambino. Bambino.
Children.
Bambini. Bambini.
Sister.
Sorella. Sorella.
Brother.
Fratello. Fratello.
Grandfather.
Nonno. Nonno.
Grandmother.
Nonna. Nonna.
Grandson.
Nipote. Nipote.
Granddaughter.
Nipote. Nipote.
Grandchild.
Nipote. Nipote.
Parents.
Genitori. Genitori.
Cousin.
Cugino. Cugino.
Uncle.
Zio. Zio.
Aunt.
Zia. Zia.
Niece.
Nipote. Nipote.
Nephew.
Nipote. Nipote.
The situation started 1492. King Ferdinand gonna burn the Jews. Inquisition came and it hit the fan. Forget España, want New Amsterdam. The heat was on and the new world as well. Catholic man want us straight to hell. Chase us down, try to hide in Brazil. But them hooded freaks, they just wanna kill. Yo no veo mi gente. Busco todos lados, no están presentes. El Ladino is a language, but now it's dead. Judíos resurrected, kick you in the head. Side to side, back and forth. The sound is dirty like a pound of pork. By the way, the god you pray to is a brown Jew, is a brown Jew. That I'm joking, what the hell am I smoking? Jews and Spanish, you think that we're token, but you don't wanna believe me. Christ to death, what would you choose? Into marriage or the sword, you got nothing to lose. Well, here's some words that'll hit you with a thud. Me and Latinos, they got Jewish blood.
Hip Hop Judios with 1492. You know, there's a reason I played that, because, you know, as Columbus was sailing out of the harbor of Spain, there were boatloads of Jews scrambling to get out because the Jews were being expelled from Spain, and they were washing up on the shores of Africa and other places that would take them. And eventually they wound up the same place Columbus did, most of those guys, a lot of them. And, you know, since 1492, the shores here have been awash in people showing up and looking for health, happiness, smallpox, beauty, freedom, end of persecution, trying to keep their heads, trying to take something from somebody else. So, you know, Thanksgiving, we collect ourselves and reach into the unified tradition of yams, turkey, stuffing, overeating, apple pie, and being thankful. Before the Hip Hop Judios were self-help with Easy Go Latin. That was the section on Text for Family. Manu Chao with Clandestino from his Radio Bemba sound system. Chantel from the Disco Partizani CD with Immigrant Child and Go-Go Bordello with Immigration Punk. Classic Go-Go Bordello. And started out with Golem with the title cut from Citizen Boris. You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. It's 10:25. The show is Can't Stop the Music, and I am P. Swan, and I am here on Sunday nights bringing you the overlooked, the underappreciated, and just generally collecting culture with a purpose. So, you know, you probably need to get out this weekend. You're going to have your family there, and you're going to have eaten a lot. And I want to recommend that you'll find plenty of programs, events, and activities at Virginia State Parks. Virginia's 34 parks have thousands of campsites, hundreds of cabins, more than 500 miles of trails, and convenient access to Virginia's major waterways. They offer beaches, picnic shelters, family lodges, meeting facilities, festivals, concerts, nature programs, cultural happenings. The list goes on and on. From Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, there's something for everyone. To see a complete listing of Virginia state parks and learn what each has to offer, visit www.dcr.virginia.gov/state_parks, or just type Virginia State Parks into your browser. Well, we're going to, I'm still on this immigration thing. You know, I too am obsessed with immigration, and as I can't imagine being here without it. And so I'm going to continue, and this is a really wonderful song from Joe Strummer's record, Global Agogo, Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros, Shankar Dunsticks. I can't read my, the type's too small, I'm old.
Long as the money's good, you're in. number 1925. Red telephone box with Wembley in the background.
Far away, yet so near.
shine on these catastrophes and horrors of misfortune all across the wire. Alberto E. Hermano on the coyote's trail, indulging the border patrol. Out in the wastelands, wandering for days. Sure looks bleak with no sign of change. Darkness in the eye and down in the soul. All across the wire to those in control. Holding so much with no show of heart. You think it'd be crazy to watch it all fall apart.
grace, like soldiers wear their medals. In that dress it says, there's enough woman here for any of you. She's a challenge. Men love a challenge. I try to picture it, her point of view. She holds her head high while she's floating through clouds of smoke. She's a good fast dancer, but she's even better slow. She's young enough. They're not all laughing like it's some sick joke. They're looking, especially the ones who don't know. This old town don't play by the same rules it used to. Not that long ago, it wouldn't have been done this way. We didn't have liquor sales here till 1972. I tried to picture it from her point of view. She got that look that says yes, you can buy her a beer. Your prayers might be answered if you do. She's the only unescorted woman in hell. I try to picture it from her point of view. I can't imagine it from her point of view. Sale of alcoholic beverages since he last been there, and he saw some he'd never seen in that little town before. A bar. It was Saturday night and the place was packed. He saw a couple of his old high school buddies in there. Their midsection's a little bigger and their heads a little balder, and then he saw something else he'd never seen in that little town before. And from the way she was dressed and the way she was standing and the way she was smoking, it was clear what she being a sociable sort, he went up to her and said, hola, ¿qué tal? Which is Spanish for, yo, what's up? Bueno, estoy aquí. Which is Spanish for, coolin'. ¿Te pago una copa? Can I buy you a drink? ¿Cómo no? Go for it, papi. ¿Cómo te llamas? What's your name? Me llamo María. My name is Maria. Maria quien? Maria who? Maria Belén.
Ay, Maria Belén, como nos vemos, como nos ven.
And they started to dance. Try to picture it, her part of view. The world of difference between the two.
Ay, María Belén, como nos vemos, como nos ven.
Look in the mirror, you see yourself, but it's not you.
cómo nos vemos, cómo nos vemos.
María Belén.
Well, let's go down, who's with you then?
María Belén.
Wanting hers just like candid ten.
María Belén.
The different creatures, women and men.
María Belén.
María
Belén.
Calling on till the break of dawn.
María Belén.
Morning in the mirror with my Cubans on. Get the knocking on the bones, get the rock and dance. Get the girl with the hole in the socket. We dance by the light of the moon. It ended all too soon. Spent the night in Cancun. Como nos vemos, como nos vemos. Como mi mujer eres, y promesa yo también. Con Jimmy Delgado y Johnny Almen. Como dice Alberto, que tú quieres que te ven. Quisiéramos saludar a la orquesta de amén y de la Habana del Guamachoso Bande. María Belén, vamos a disfrutar hasta la madrugada.
Ending where we started this tribute to a nation of immigrants with the story of Maria. That was Ned Sublette from his extraordinary Cowboy Rumba CD, which I highly recommend, with her point of view, the story about going back to his hometown in Texas. And it's no longer a dry county. And there's a bar, and it's a mixed race bar. And so he's got, you know, you heard him. He had what to say about it. Before that, Pistolera, an American band, singing in Spanish with Extrajero, and Calexico with Across the Wire, Feast of Wire, and Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros started us off with Global Agogo. You can tell that I love world music, but I rarely pronounce it on the radio, so I will take my humanity and my embarrassment. And, you know, you're listening to Can't Stop the Music here at WRIR. I am P. Swan. Got just about 12 minutes left before taking you up to the 11 o'clock hour, and special treats for you this evening after me. So don't walk away. You know, when I make a list of the things that I am grateful for this Thanksgiving, I do get to once again include WRIR in my list of gratitude, things for which I am radically grateful and thankful. And I'm glad to be here. So we're going to you know what I've got? I'll have to look for that. But we're going to have a little festivity here first. We're going to listen to Sly and the Family Stone and Everyday People.
first poem I'll read is one that I did here in dear old Berkeley called A Supermarket in California. It being the supermarket down on Honor by Grove and University. On a rainy, lonely night. Of course, I wrote this after I had written a lot of great poetry, so that this is sort of like coming down off of the post-coitus triste, so to speak. What thoughts I have of you tonight, Walt Whitman. For I walk down the side streets under the trees with a headache, self-conscious, looking at the full moon. In my hungry fatigue and shopping for images, I went into the neon fruit supermarket, dreaming of your enumeration. What peaches and what penumbras. Whole families shopping at night. Aisles full of husbands, wives in the avocados, babies in the tomatoes, and you, Garcia Lorca, what were you doing down by the watermelons? I saw you, Walt Whitman, childless, lonely old grubber, poking among the meats in the refrigerator and eyeing the grocery boys. I heard you asking questions of each. Who killed the pork chops? What price bananas? Are you my angel? I wandered in and out of the brilliant stacks of cans, following you and followed in my imagination by the store detective. We strode down the open corridors together in our solitary fancy, tasting artichokes, possessing every frozen delicacy and never passing the cashier. Which way are we going, Walt Whitman? The doors close in an hour. Which way does your beard point tonight? I touch your book and dream of our odyssey in the supermarket and feel absurd. Will we walk all night through solitary streets? The trees add shade to shade, lights out in the houses. We'll both be lonely. Will we stroll dreaming of the lost America of love past blue automobiles and driveways home to our silent cottage? Ah, dear father, gray beard, lonely old courage teacher. What America did you have when Charon quit poling his ferry and you got out on a smoking bank and stood watching the boat disappear on the black waters of Lethe?
Stars shining bright above. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore trees. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear, still craving your kiss. Till dawn, dear, just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream.
Thank you.
dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me. Dream a little dream of me. Dream a little dream of me.
Doris Day with Dream a Little Dream of Me. Allen Ginsberg reciting Supermarket in California, What Peaches, What Penumbras. His Walt Whitman-esque and Walt Whitman tribute to the radiance of the supermarket. And we started off with Sly and the Family Stone with Everyday People. That was My Sweetness. And Light Set, every show's got to have at least one. It's 10:57. I am P. Swan. I have had a wonderful time here. I can't stop the music. I'll be back next week, probably with a show about overeating and perhaps even contraception if everybody's had way too much family and can't imagine making anymore. We'll just see about that. I'm going to leave you. You know, there's been all this news and discussion about the pros and cons of examination by women of their bodies for cancer. And there's also whether mammograms have been beneficial. And everybody's got a different spin on it. And you just, you know, there's the science and then there's the personal testimonials. And this is one of my favorite country songs by Rhonda Cantrell called Country Breast, and about how her loose morals benefited her longevity.
Well, I had a man that wouldn't touch me for 20 years. So another man rubbed my chest after a few beers. It felt so good until he felt a lump. It was a make-out stump, so he didn't touch the rest. Thank God for that man. Thank God I had those beers. God to the man that saved my breast. Yeah, my husband asked how I found out. He said I hadn't ever had a pap. Said he hadn't touched my breast. He said I hadn't touched myself. He had no doubt. I said, thank God for some man. Thank God I had those bears. Thank God to the man that saved my breast. Thank God for that lump. Thank God it was a make-out stump. And thank God my marriage is still at rest. Now the rest is a bit better. He holds me at night. Sometimes we'll make love. It's finally enough. Thank God for some man. Thank God I had those bears. Thank God to the man that saved my breast. Still at rest.
This is Anthony Hopkins with an important message about cancer prevention and treatment.
While research continues for better ways to detect and treat cancer, there's one very important step I would ask you to consider right now, and that is to take a good look at your diet. New studies show that fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods can reduce the risk of certain cancers, and they may even help with survival. And there's more good news. A plant-based diet isn't just good for beating cancer. It can help protect against diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. For a free brochure and plenty of delicious recipes, please visit us on the web at www.cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. This message is brought to you by the Cancer Project, a non-profit organization advancing cancer prevention and survival through nutrition, education, and research.